This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day vibrant Gujarat regional conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions in Rajkot today. He said, India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation, with the reforms playing a crucial role in achieving this objective. The Prime Minister urged industry leaders to invest in India and the Saurashtra-Kutch region, saying this is the right time for investment.
भारत में न्यू मिडिल क्लास का दायरा बढ़ रहा है, उनकी परचेजिंग पावर बढ़ रही है और इन फैक्टर्स ने भारत को असीम संभावनाओं का देश बना दिया है। देश और दुनिया के हर निवेशक के पास इन संभावनाओं का लाभ उठाने का यही समय है, सही समय है और वाइब्रेंट गुजरात रीजनल समिट भी आप सभी इन्वेस्टर्स को यही संदेश दे रही है, सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में निवेश का यही समय है, सही समय है।
Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, today the vibrant Gujarat summit has become a strong platform for global growth, international cooperation and partnerships. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the final section of Phase 2 of the Ahmedabad Metro Rail project connecting Sector 10A to Mahatma Mandir in Gujarat this evening. Tomorrow, on the third day of his Gujarat visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Ahmedabad. Both leaders will also visit the Sabarmati Ashram and attend the International Kite Festival. On the occasion of National Youth Day tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will also participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the Narendra Modi government envisions India as a confident, ambitious and self-reliant nation, stressing that every state must realize its full potential to achieve this goal. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the New India, New Kerala conclave in Thiruvananthapuram. Mr. Shah praised Kerala's performance in sectors such as Ayurveda, information technology, tourism and sports. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today arrived in Washington, D.C., United States, to participate in the Critical Minerals Ministerial meetings scheduled for tomorrow. In a social media post, he said that secure supply chains for critical minerals are essential to achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized the need to encourage Indian languages even more on global platforms so that countries' cultural heritage can connect more deeply with global humanity. Mr. Birla said this while addressing the closing ceremony of the third International Conference on Indian Languages 2026, organized in New Delhi. Mr. Birla said that Indian languages are the soul of culture, values and civilization, which strengthen India's unity and diversity. The BJP has criticized Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over her alleged interference during the Enforcement Directorate raids at the office of political consultancy firm IPAC in Kolkata. Addressing the media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad questioned the Chief Minister's decision to visit the IPAC office, stating that it is neither a TMC office nor the residence of any party leader. Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Qalibaf today warned that the US military and Israel will be legitimate targets if the United States strikes the Islamic Republic over the ongoing protests roiling the country. Speaker Qalibaf's remarks came after US President Donald Trump reiterated his threat to attack Iran if authorities use force to suppress a growing wave of nationwide protests triggered by public frustration against the government. On the other hand, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has accused the US administration of being behind the large-scale protests in the West Asian country. In men's cricket, host India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 306 for the loss of 6 wickets in 49 overs. The second ODI will be played in Rajkot on Wednesday, while the third and final match is scheduled for 18th of January in Indore. And that is the end of this news bulletin.